there, he'd go to play too. Up at Gilbert Wright's, we had a girl up there, just one, adopted girl. And he cleaned the garage out, me and her did. Big old garage. And we had a dance up there. Office gang come, you ever saw in your life. And then another night up there, we moved a bed out of the living room and had another dance. It was Christmas time. Oh, I never seen as much candy in my life. We eat candy, it's a wonder we hadn't been so fat, wouldn't know who it was.
Hadn't worked so hard, you would have been.
Yeah, well, did. We had to work. Yeah, we was out on that hill chopping out corn at 5 o'clock in the morning, that fast train was running. But this is him. I had one made from a little old picture, and it looked like he was a colored man.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one that they're saying is Arnold Schultz? Oh,
and that little old thing, that little old picture about that long. Just about that long, I didn't have none. I've got him when he's 32 years old. But that's not like it is there. Now, that's him.
Okay.
Had black curly hair. But it kept cut off until he could learn all his curls. Wonder where that's made at.
I don't know. I'd like you to sign this donor form stating that I can interview you. And we can use this material for the document.
Now, where do you want me to sign it?
Right there. Can you see, or do you need your spectacles?
Oh, I need them things. I hate them.
I do, too. I can't wear bifocals.
They stay always opening that stove door there, cooking. And they fog up with me. Did I get a half made?
You did a good job.
Well, that's a wonder.
Okay. It's mine. I'll get my notebook back. All right, now I'm going to ask you some questions about yourself first. And then we'll work
I don't know much about myself.
Oh, I'll bet you know more about yourself than anybody.
I just worked like a dog all the time, if you want to know that.
I'm sure you did.
I'm not doing nothing now, though. Roger said he's hiring a woman to clean the house up while Pauline's gone. He's calmed it up. Sews things down on the floor and walks on it. Keeps her busy picking up. And he said, I'm getting the house clean tomorrow. Are you going to have your house clean? I said, no, my house is clean as I want it. I don't want none of your messing done.
Well, your house looks clean to me. Well, do you give your age and birth date, or is that a secret for you?
No, that's not a like, secret.
All right, what's your
birth? I wish it was. No, I don't. I just wish I was younger than I was. I'm 80.
You are? What's your birth date?
16th November. 1910.
Were you born in Ohio County?
Yeah. What old home place.
On your home place?
Mm-hmm.
What was your mother's name?
Minnie.
And what was her maiden name?
Wilson.
Well, what was her name before she married?
Cook.
What was your daddy's full name?
Clarence Remus. He hated Remus.
R-E-M-U-S.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He didn't like it?
Mm-hmm.
Wonder why?
I don't know. He hated it. He used R and signed his name. That's all. You asked him what that R was for. We'd do it for me. He said he didn't know and didn't care. Mm-hmm.
Did your mother, was she born in Ohio County?
No, she was born in Owensboro. They run a store in Owensboro and they moved them to a farm, bought a farm. And he put in a store, Grandpa did.
Over in Ohio County?
Yeah.
Where was it?
Huh?
Where was his store?
Oh, it was Red Hill. Out from Red Hill a long ways. That's all I know of the name of the thing.
All right. Did it have a name?
Yeah, it had Cook's Grocery.
And was your father born in Ohio County?
Yeah. He was born in Ohio County.
What did his people do?
Well, Grandpa just fiddled around and gardened. He was old. His mother died, and he stayed on the farm 2 years and farmed. Then him and Mammy went off and got married. And Grandpa threw the fit. Oh, she's 21, and he was 32. Oh, he just tore up Jack. They wouldn't go home. And Mammy said one day, he wrote a letter and wanted her to come. They was all down TB. And her sister knows what she run off and married, but wouldn't tell him. And there was a small boy, my mother took him and raised him then after Grandpa died. Garland Cook, you ever hear of him?
No.
Well.
But I knew. Maybe I will as I continue working over there, working on the project, you know.
Well, he built that big church down there, that tabernacle. He built that big old church. I was down there 2 years ago and stayed a week with him. Went to Ebus and stayed a week.
That's good. So they ran off and got married.
Yeah, ran off and got married. Oh, it's a tale and a half. And he wrote a letter and wanted her to come. See, they had candle. Grandma died. Was going to have a baby, never could have it. Died. And she was just 40 years old. And I never did see her. Her grandpa, either one. I heard her talk of it, though. And got the letter, and Mammy read it to Dad. Well, now, he said, you can go any time you want to, but I'll not put my foot in that house. Well, she said, I won't go without you. Well, he said, in one way, I'll go with you. He said, if that old man crosses my path one time, I won't say a word, I'll get up and walk out, and you know where I'll be. I'll be home. Well, they went. Well, he tried to give them everything in the store. He got good. And then he told Dad what he wanted in Mammy was to take this kid. He knew he was going to die. And he was 3 years old. Mammy and Dad told him they would. And they took him and raised him. So when I was born, he was there. So he seems as much like my brother did, you know. And I'd call him uncle and make him mad. He'd whoop me every time. Every time he'd whoop me. He didn't want me, and you know he don't want me to call him uncle yet.
Oh my goodness. What's his first
name? And he's 91.
What's his first name?
Garland.
Garland.
Garland Cook. I told him the meanest uncle I ever had. Whooped me all the time. And when I was born, my mother was sick. And my brother died the week I was born. I'll show you after a while.
Right.
And so Mammy couldn't take care of me. And an old lady come and got me, and Dad took a cow up there for the milk and food for the old cow. And their chickens, they's old. And they had a girl, two girls at home, grown. Well, I weighed 4 pounds. Well, they took me in. They kept me up there 6 months. My mother didn't see me. One day she told Dad, said, I believe I can take care of her if you go get her and bring her home. Well, all I cried myself to death. See, I knowed them. I'd got 6 months old. But I wasn't as big as a minute. Brought me home and I screamed all night long. Just screamed bloody murder. They had to send up there and get that old woman and that old man, bring them down there and keep them a week or 2 weeks till I got acquainted with my mother before I'd have anything to do with her. I'd scream every time she'd take me. I was looking at some other girls, see, they'd had me. Oh, I was mean.
You've got sparkle in your eyes.
Yeah.
A lot of sparkle. So your father was a farmer?
Yeah, that's all he ever done. Doesn't work like a dog.
How many children did they have, your mom and dad?
Three. And I tried to give Tommy away when he was born. Mm-hmm. I remember where I was at when he was born. Over on the hill with a nana feeding an old bunch of hogs. I had a field full of hogs and as well up that high. And one old sow had a tip that big around. I never will forget that. And a little pig about like his fist. And my daddy come over there and said, we got company and your uncle's come in. And kids. And he had. And I was tickled to see them, but I sure wasn't tickled to see that baby. It was crying, you know, when I went in. Oh, Lord, I'm going to give him away. I wasn't going to claim him.
How long did you stay that way?
A long time. Wouldn't have nothing to do with him until he went and got to walking. No, I wouldn't have anything to do with him. He pretty wet on me. Oh, I wouldn't have anything. Everything was wrong about him. Now I say wet, I ain't sleeping in that bed. He'll wet on you. Mommy said, well, I'll get him some rubber paint so it won't come through. I said, yeah, and it'd slip and be something else come through all over me. I ain't going to sleep in that bed. I wouldn't sleep in the bed at all. I wouldn't sleep with Dad. That's a corker, I don't think I would.
I'll bet you were.
All they had me spoiled right everywhere Dad went, I went. Well, I liked overhauls. And Mommy hated them. She could just so set it, so win it, make anything. And she'd made me more pretty little dresses, but I did hate them. And I followed him all the time. In the field at work, and I'm packing him water, and I'm packing him food, or to take him something to eat about 10 o'clock in the morning. And if he got up and he'd slipped off from me, oh, I'd cry. I wasn't going to sit there and take care of that baby. It was her baby. It wasn't mine. I wouldn't have that baby. Oh, I was that way a long time. He was walking where I could lead him.
What made you change your mind about him?
Well, he got to where he'd play with me. And then he got mean and went to biting me. He had four big teeth, and boy, he'd nail my shoulder and bite me, get mad at me. Wouldn't know he was mad till he'd be out on top of me. And I wouldn't fight him, you know. I'd get up and run away from him. Oh, he was a corker, I'm telling you. He was rotten, too. See, the other one died. The other boy had died.
Yes.
He was 2 years old when he died.
What was the one who died? What was his name?
George. George Washington Wilson. Give him enough name to kill him.
He died when he was 2.
Mm-hmm.
What killed him?
Well, they said brain fever, but the young'un never was out in the brain fever.
Wait a minute, I got you hooked up.
Oh, I was going to get that picture.
All right.
I think
all right, that's a good idea. Need any help?
I said I'd have it covered up for flowers. I ain't got room here. I had a room house and I ain't got but 2. There he is.
How old was he when he died?
32.
32.
Oh, he is 73.
Now, which brother is this?
That ain't no brother.
Oh,
that's
this
my
is,
daddy.
That's your daddy. Oh, all right. I thought we were looking at the brother. All right.
No.
This is your daddy.
Mm-hmm.
He's got those same eyes you've got, hasn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah, they sparkle like yours. You can see that.
He had blue eyes.
Did he?
I told my mother gray eyes.
Mm-hmm. And how old was your dad then?
32. 32. That's what made him run off.
Is this his wedding day picture?
I guess it is.
So George died of brain fever, that's what they
said. That's what they said. Had the doctor with him every day he lived.
My.
And her in the bed sick and going to have me, a little 4-pound baby.
She had trouble having children then, didn't
she? Yeah. Had female trouble and everything else. And Garland was there, and her sister died and left a kid 18 days older than that one. She had a boy, too. Her mommy had him.
You all had a house full.
A whole house full, and a man, one of Dad's cousins, come and done the cooking and taking care of the ones that's big enough to run around. And they gave me away. They didn't give me away. I totally did. I was so mean they couldn't keep me. Oh, it'd make her so mad. And they come and see me as long as they lived and write me letters and bring me presents. I called them Grandma and Grandpa just like I did my old grandpa.
What were their names?
Stewards.
What was the first name of those people?
I don't know. I've done forgot us a little.
Are they kin to Noble Stewart?
I guess it was.
Because I went to the Stewart Cemetery back, you go to Caney Creek and you go up some big hill,
mm-hmm.
and there's a Stewart Cemetery up there.
Mount Zion, I guess.
Probably. I get lost after a while. I have mm-hmm. a few places I know by heart now.
Mm-hmm. So, I guess they're buried over there at Mount Pleasant One.
I know where Mount Pleasant is. I've been there too. Did you play a musical instrument?
I learned to play the guitar and got tired of it and quit.
Well, how did you pick it up, playing it?
Just chording it. My uncle could play too. Aunt could.
What was his name, your uncle?
Uncle Buck Wilson. His name was William. But they called him Buck for a nickname.
And his wife's name was?
Lizzie. Maddie was my mother's sister's name. That's who we married. They married brothers and sisters.
So you come from musical people?
Yeah, but I quit.
Why did you quit?
Oh, I hurt my fingers.
Oh, you mean when you were strumming it?
Yeah.
You didn't want those calluses?
I don't reckon I did. And we had work to do at home, too. See, I done all the washing. After I got big enough, I done washing. And we worked in the field so much. We worked in the house and in the field, too, and raised great big crops. Wasn't no fooling around.
Well, your daddy would be considered an old-time musician there, wouldn't he?
I guess he would.
What did he play?
The banjo and the fiddle, too.
Did he prefer one over the other?
Oh, yeah.
Which one did he like the best?
Well, he liked the banjo with piano playing a fiddle. But he could play a fiddle. He could make a fiddle talk.
How did he learn to play these instruments?
Just took it up. Just in him. His sister was the same way. Me and Tommy, neither one, didn't have much music about us. Tommy got a guitar and had a banjo and I don't know how, and couldn't play none of it. And Uncle Buck's kids did too, and they never wrote nothing either.
My.
Mm-mm. That music's something about it.
Think if you're born with it?
Yeah.
I think that too.
Pauline learned to play a guitar. She couldn't even tune it. She couldn't nothing. The great big old guitar, and she'd drag it to the field where my daddy was. He could tune it and play it. But he didn't. He would fix it for her. And she learned to play and sing, and Hildred sang with her, this girl here. She wouldn't even care anything about it. She'd sing, but she wouldn't mess with it. Well, we got him a piano. The other one just took it by ear, once in the hospital, and just play anything she wanted to. That and the other one couldn't.
Well, when did your dad find time to play the music?
Oh, he took time on Saturday. And he'd have her, they had an old slide back of the house, and they got him a chair back there, and that Pauline would go over there and play the guitar with him. He'd play the fiddle and she'd play the guitar.
How long would they play?
Oh, they'd play for all evening.
Did other people come over, or was it kind of family, more family?
Just family.
My goodness. This is so interesting. You're helping me put pieces together. It's kind of like a puzzle. I've got all these pieces and I can't make sense of it all, but you're helping me a lot. Now, let's see. What did we do with our pictures?
I don't know. I gave them to you.
I know. We've got them someplace here.
They're in your lap, I believe. Under all that
under
stuff.
Under all these papers?
I think.
Here
on the back.
Here they are. Here they are on the back. All right. Now, if you will, I'll let you identify each person in here and tell me what you remember about the picture.
This gentleman here, he played the fiddle.
All right.
Oh, I'll tell you about coming the first time I ever seen him.
All right.
I'd never seen him, but I'd talk about him a lot. But after I'd married, well, I had to go to work, and so he didn't go around and play music no more. You know, he was clearing that big bottom up, big tipper. And this old man, a man owed him just over where I lived, where I used to live when I moved up here. Dad gave me the place. And this old man come, and I was, Dad had been after a load of wood. What it was is poles cut down off of a field to, you know, to grow wheat and kind of stuff. And he had it all piled up, and he went up there and brought in a load. Well, this old man rode up, and I was getting up the cows from under the milk. And I turned them through, and some man drove up on a great big white horse. And I thought, who in the devil are you? I never seen you before. I opened the gate for him, and he come in, he spoke. Said, there's Clarence Wilson near here. I said, he sure does. But he ain't here right now, but he'd be in for supper. Mammy's got supper waiting on him. And she's milking. And he come on in and said, I want to hide the horse. I said, well, you put it in the back into the barn, and I'll go get some corn for our team and the old horse. Well, I went and got it, and he fed it. And I put in feed for that so Dad wouldn't mess around the barn and find that horse. I said, the darn thing will be eaten. And he'll say, what's that left in the stable? Well, anyway, the old horse didn't make no fuss. And of course, I helped Dad take the harness off of the old mules. And trying to get him out of the barn. And we went to the house. And Penn said, now I'll come in and said, don't y'all say nothing. Well, I said, he won't know you. And anyway, Ben come knocked on the house, and Dad went to the door and invited him in. And Ben looked at him and said, do you know me? He lost all his hair. You know, he's bald-headed. And Dad said, no, I never seen you before. And it was plumb funny, you know. And Ben said, oh, yes, but you have. We slept together. We made music together. Not you. I don't remember making music with you, just on and Dad didn't know when the word he was. Been so long since he'd seen him. He hadn't seen him since the last dance I played with. I swore him and Mammy Ralph married. And he had married too, but him and his wife separated, and he'd lost a boy, a grown boy. He was crying about that. And Dad said, well, who in the world are you? Said, I'm Penn Vandenberg. Well, I thought they never was going to quit and going to eat any supper or nothing. And we was hungry. We'd worked all day. I'd washed and ironed and I don't know what all I'd done. Mommy, I do. And so they sat up all night long. We never got to sleep a wink. They sat up all night and Penn said, well, I'm going to see if that man will pay me and I'll be back. Well, Dad said, just come stay if you want to. You ain't got nowhere to stay. I said, no. Well, said, come on here. I'll take care of you. And so he stayed 4 years with us and helped raise the crop and had cattle and trade cattle. And then he got really into the dancing and play parties and things like that. That's the way it went.
So when he started boarding with you all, he worked with you too?
Yeah.
That's how he earned his board, I guess you'd say.
Well, Dad didn't charge him any. Just took him in and kept him.
What's a play party?
Well, that's where you have, y'all circle up and you sing songs. Like Skip Them Alone, My Darling, and all that, and you dance.
Did your dad play at those play parties too?
Not much. But he didn't care for us going.
But Penn played at them a lot.
I don't know where he did or not. I never was at one of them where he played. He always, there's always a dance for him to play for. And they just go, we went all the time. Now the firemen had to quit when that come up. That's the way that was.
So they worked hard, but when it was time to play,
they played till midnight until the sun come up the next morning. And Will Lever, we strolled seen me and these three girls one evening, and I said to him, I said, wish you'd fix the backyard so we could have a dance, a picnic. He said, I hadn't thought about that. He just put a foot, he liked dance too. And then she had a big fat woman, she liked to dance too. And see, they had everything in the store that they need. Well, they said, we'll get it. I said, put some sawdust on that backyard. We'll dance there all summer. While it's warm, when it gets cold, we'll have to find another place. Well, we seen another man during the time of it, and his wife had died. And he's cleaning his store out. And I said, what are you cleaning it out of her to have dances? So I hadn't thought about it. I said, well, go thinking about it. We have to have a place this winter. He said, you mean y'all want to have dances up here? I said, well, yeah, why not? He's a jolly fella. He said, well, that's what we'll do. We'll just move from Devers down here. And that's what we done. We danced all winter. Now, I was in some awful snows. Dad hooked up and took us way above Rosine. And when we got up there, it snowed, it hailed, and it sleeted, and it done everything could be thought of. And we'd put some straw in the wagon, had a load. And we got home at 9 o'clock the next morning. Oh, it was terrible. We like froze there. We just went far near to them.
Was that every weekend?
Yeah. We had a place to go every weekend. We had a good time.
I think you did.
I don't regret my having a good time all the time. We worked, but we never said we couldn't go. Everybody went.
Well, now, so Uncle Penn went with you all?
Yeah,
too.
And the colored man, he come up there to buy ham. We cured hams and killed hogs enough, you know, to cure hams. And a colored man come one day and bought a ham. And I said, Mr. Arnold, don't you play a guitar? He said, yeah, you got one? You know how they can whine? And I said, yeah, play us a tune. Oh, he could just make it talk.
He could.
Oh, he is the best thing you ever seen. Well, then an old man went by and had a car, and he'd go get him. He didn't have no way to go, and this man would go get him and bring him up. But he never would eat at the table with us. He'd eat after we'd done eat. I said, I want you to eat now so I can wash the dishes so I won't have to come in and in the morning cook breakfast with a bunch of dirty dishes. We going to the dance. Are you going? Said, I made me too. If I get away, I said, well, you got away. And we'd take him right along with us. Oh, he got sick and he died. You know, the white people went in and made up and bought him a monument. He didn't have no people. Oh, they worshiped that man. He could just play anything.
What did he look like? Was he short?
Short and fat.
Fat?
Yeah, he was fat. We told him he was eating too much ham.
Did he have family?
No.
No family at that time?
Never had been married, he said.
Where did he live?
around Prentice. And he had one cousin, and they gave us a party one night, a dance. We didn't know it. We thought we was going to their dance. And Dad and Arnold and them was going to make the music land up. And we done the dancing, and they done the waiting on us. All they had mutton, and everything could be thought of. We just had a ball. We got home Sunday. Everybody knew Dad.
So that would be his cousins that...
Yeah.
They were musicians, too.
Yeah.
Do you remember
they played the organ. There was two women. They played the organ and sang. And you know how they sing.
How did they sing?
Well, they don't sing like we do. They're thick lips or something. But it was good. We just all quit dancing. I went to listen to them, you know. They were supposed to dance first.
Did they dance?
No.
They just sang?
They just stood and waited on us.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Office crowd you ever saw in your life. They'd poured salt and used sawdust until it was knee-deep. Oh, he had a ball, too.
My.
We went everywhere.
When this picture was taken then, was this, were you all at a dance or something then, or did you just pose for this picture?
No, they were sitting in the yard playing when I took the picture. And I thought it'd be a good time to get them. And then I had one with Arnold Schultz, and then somebody got hit. And them. Oh, I took good of him, too. I wouldn't have took nothing for the picture.
Well, if
you know, showed it to the kids and the grandkids, what we used to do. They don't know nothing about dancing or nothing.
No, nothing like you know.
Mm-mm.
Those days don't seem to be around anymore.
And I've seen so many mean kids, and they wasn't drunks come to the dance either. Everybody come to dance. Have a big time, and they did too. Then we got a picnic up on the road, on the Bine Hill Road, me and my brother-in-law. And we killed a mutton and barbecued and took it up there. We'd had a big dance up there. All we did, just anywhere you could have a dance. And there was some old people, we had more fun at that place than I guess. It was a little bitty old house, but we danced anyway. It was Christmas. I felt sorry for the woman. She had cleaned a chicken and put it on to cook a great big hen to make dressing, you know, for Christmas Day. And them boys got in there and eat that chicken's legs off and pulled its wings off. Well, she just wasn't going to have a chicken with its wings off at all. And she killed another that night. Wasn't going to have any more dances. Oh, I said, Mary Ann, you will. I said, well, you couldn't do live up here in this holler without having a dance. Now, it ain't no use you saying that. They just got your chicken that's hungry. And they'd make pancakes and bring, you know. Everybody would take something. And nobody wouldn't take the same thing. And we'd have a great big table of food. Then we'd play party.
So the play party was different than a dance?
Yeah.
Am I understanding you right on that?
Yeah, it's different. A lot of fun in it, though. That's where I met my husband.
It was?
Yeah, I met him over at that, and he called us sets.
Did he play an instrument, too?
No, he couldn't play nothing.
He was the caller.
Yeah.
Was it love at first sight?
I guess it was. We went together about 3 years. Well, once we decided to marry, we did. I allowed my daddy to have a fit, but he didn't say a word.
Well, I guess that's because he liked the man.
Might have been. brought me to town and gave me money to buy anything I wanted. So I bought a suitcase full of stuff. Then we went to Detroit, Michigan, and stayed a month. And his job just got worse and worse, and we come back and bought a team and a cow and a calf. A cow had her own calf, and I had chickens. And we moved out to a great big old house, and my sister-in-law then, she moved in with us. So we divided up the house and had our stuff to herself, and she had hers. She had four kids, pretty good size. Well, we had a ball all the time. Oh, we had one down there. We decided it was Easter Sunday, and my sister-in-law had come from my house, first time she'd ever been stay all night with us, and the husband. And we said,
Today's July the 2nd, 1991. I'm in the home of Flossie Hines. And we're getting nowhere fast. All right. If you would, explain to me how the play party was set up. For example, if you were getting ready to have a play party.
Well, it was on the floor. It was on the floor.
It was always inside.
Yeah, it was inside. They just had that room and I'd finished it up and we used it for that.
At your house?
Yeah, at the house.
Oh, you had a dance room?
Yeah. They didn't get it finished up, and the office crowds would come ever was. They'd be so many you couldn't, they would jam from wall to wall. That happened right there in Rosine.
It did?
Yeah, Maud and Bertha would be there. Bertha's a little older than I am.
She's 2 years older.
She's two?
2 years older.
I forgot. Mm-hmm. She always said she wasn't. Will she tell you how old she is?
She told me she was 82.
82.
Would you like to see her sometime?
Yeah.
I'll take you over there. That would be so much fun. We'd have a time. I'll be over there in the next few days, so I'll ask her when would be good, and we'll...
What do you do over there?
I've been working over in there, too. I interviewed Bessie Austin and Wendell Allen, and I'm going to interview Mr. Ferris, Stoy Gary's uncle.
Yeah.
And if you have any suggestions, I'll take that, too. I've interviewed Francis Harvey.
Well, this has been a long time ago.
I interviewed Mr. DeHart. I can't think of his first name right now.
Elvis?
He's in his 80s. He's got a son named Henry and three daughters.
I don't know.
They live there in Rosine.
I forgot everybody over there. It's been so long. I didn't go to Rosine much after, you know, Wavy died. I stayed at home. Mm-hmm. And I had a crippled woman that'd take me to the store and bring me back to the crossing. And that's as far as I got without me and Paul. Pauline come down and we went to one spur to Ebus. And my uncle's who lives down there in Owensburg.
Who was your uncle?
Garland Cook.
Well, when you had the play party then, people, how did they know you were going to have it? Did you?
Oh, well, we'd tell it, you know, that night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before we quit, you know, that we was going to have a play party someone so on a certain night. And if enough come in, well, we had it anyway. It wouldn't be long till there'd be a crowd there.
Did you have to put anything on the floor to keep
no,
it slick?
No, didn't put nothing on, just hardwood, just a pine floor.
And did you have to have couples or just anybody?
Just anybody, couples, as couples.
And how did it work? Once they came and they started to dance?
Yeah, you took a hat old towns and circled around the wall and they'd sing. And then they'd two come out. And two more over here come out, it'd be about six. And they'd dance, and then they'd go back, and then six more would come out. Till they got all around the board.
And then after that, did they start it with another, did the same song go on the whole time?
No, there's different, they had different songs. And you go on with that. Them boys knowed all the songs, and they'd have to sing. It's fun.
It sounds like fun. And how long would you all do this, all night?
Till midnight, or till we give out.
Whichever came first.
Yeah, whichever would come first.
And this is where people, then the musicians would be playing while mm-hmm. you all were dancing.
Mm-hmm.
How many play parties do you think you averaged a year?
Lord, I don't know. Couldn't keep up with them.
You just had that many then?
Yeah, we just had them all. But when the dance, it was a play party.
All right, now tell me the difference between the dance and the play party.
Well, you sing for this, and you play music maybe while you're resting, and get ready again and line up again to go around for another song, a different song.
But at the dance, music stayed
constant. Played all the time.
And it was just a regular dance for
it was
couples.
A regular dance, yeah. It'd be four come out, and it'd be Ocean Wave or Backwards and Forwards or Figure Eight going around them, you know. Kind of a job to go around them, too.
So each of these things had different names.
Yeah.
Ocean Wave.
Mm-hmm.
And Backward and Forward.
Mm-hmm.
And what, can you think of any other names?
Well, Figure Eight. Oh, and they had a lot of names. I never came up with all of them. I let them do that. The one they called the dance is the one kept up with that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Hiker Patterson calling some dances the other night.
You did?
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it a lot. I bet he could tell me a lot of names,
couldn't
he? Yeah,
he could tell you a lot of names.
I'm going to interview him next week.
He used to call sets at Rosine.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, that's where I heard him, was at Rosine, mm-hmm. when they had their last, bluegrass music they had last week, because it was commercial, but the one before that,
mm-hmm.
when everybody locally came,
mm-hmm.
and they had a dance. They put sawdust on that blacktop.
Mm-hmm. Well, it makes you so tired, you know. About sawdust and the hard floor.
Well, I hadn't
thought
of that.
And they put that sawdust and it makes it softer.
So that's the reason you had it.
That's the reason.
You wouldn't get tired as fast.
Wouldn't get tired so quick.
About how thick would you put the sawdust on?
Oh, it would be about that thick.
Cost several inches.
Huh?
Several inches?
Yeah, several inches all over the little ground.
So if you were inside, did you use sawdust?
No, just used the floor.
But it's when you were outside that you used the sawdust?
Yeah, on account of the dirt and dust.
Hadn't thought about the dust. You can tell I'm in a different era.
mm-hmm.
So the sawdust would keep
Bertha the... can tell you all about that. What is it?
Play party.
Play for party.
Well, so far she won't let me interview her.
Can't get her to talk?
No, she won't let me interview her. She's afraid she'll hurt somebody's feelings.
Well, I don't see it hurt anybody's feelings.
I don't either because I told her.
Oh, she's peculiar. She always was.
I told her if it made her uncomfortable, I could turn it off. You know, mm-hmm. if she started thinking about something she didn't want to put on there, I could always turn it off. So
nothing to it.
I didn't think so either.
It's a boy and a girl, a boy and a girl. They come out and dance, and that's it. And then you go around everybody till you get plumb around them.
So everybody dances with everybody.
Around and around.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It is.
Now, how is that different from a square dance?
Well, it's just a little different because you dance after the music the other way.
Did you all square dance also?
Yeah.
Well, you did all kinds of dancing.
We done all kinds of dancing. And some of them around there asked everybody to give out. I never did like that. Always got my toes mashed.
You did?
Yeah, all the time.
How did they mash your toes?
Well, step on your feet.
They're clumsy.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like as light as you are on your feet, it'd been hard to catch your feet.
I was lighter. I was 98 pounds.
I bet you move easily. You know how some people walk heavy? Mm-hmm. I notice you. You walk light.
I have to walk light. I watched this floor and fell right there on both knees.
Ooh.
And oh, it hurt awful. I couldn't hardly walk for a week. And I was out there, a storm come up, and I was going over to Pauline's, and they just put that stuff on that concrete. And boy, then I went on both knees again. And well, I can't hardly walk at times. And I got down in the floor looking for a spoon the other night, and I sat down. I seen I couldn't squat down. I sat down, and I like to never in the world got it.
Oh, my. You need to. Goodness, you'll have to be careful with that.
So that won't get no more wax.
No.
It's got its last wax.
It's not working.
I can't stand up.
Mm.
Yeah, my grandson was coming in from California, and his family, and there I was, couldn't stand on my knees. And there's a lady lives across down here. She's been married, but a man's been dead a long time. She stays with old people at night and works the other way. And she come up here and said, Lord have mercy, said, you're going to have come. I've got everything ready and had it on the stove, and I was fixing to put the chicken on when she come. And I went in and put it on, and so she stayed and cooked it for me. Well, I was here for 2 weeks. I couldn't hardly get up or get down. And I can't get in the bed on my knees now. I've got to roll in.
Oh, my.
I can't get up.
Hmm.
I gained too much weight.
That's from not
sitting
working.
Around.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, yeah, not doing nothing but cooking and eating.
You've really worked a lot in your life. And then think about all that dancing you did. You had a lot of...
Oh, we did that. And we'd work all day long. Be out there when that fast train run in the morning, cutting that corn. We'd work till then, and then we'd come in and rest.
Did you take a nap when you rested at noon?
No, didn't have time. We had to straighten up the dishes and cook, you know. And then we had to cook supper, you know, before we left. And then get the dishes washed, you know, before we went. So we wouldn't come back to a mess.
It's hard to imagine.
So you worked all the time that evening. That'd call it a rest.
Just change jobs.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Hogs is to feed, you know, fattening hogs, and he'd have to do that and feed the mules.
How many acres was your all's farm about?
I think we had about close to 300 acres and all of it.
So you had to have quite a few horses, I mean mules.
Yeah, we had several mules at one time. And then we finally got to getting people with a tractor to order it up. It got to where it would rain and you couldn't get nothing planted. And so they quit the old way of doing. And we'd break it up and order it up, and then we'd have a two-row planter and we'd plant it. Oh, it's a mess. And we raised tobacco too. We raised all kinds of wheat and everything that there was to raise. Cane, make molasses, sorghum, you know. And just everything. Soybeans and millet.
Oats, raised millet.
All kinds of stuff. And I'll tell you, it kept us batting the ball all the time till late. But Dad never would refuse us. He'd always go. He liked to go when he was young, and they said that was the only time that he would take out from a plow. Penn Radler told on him. He stayed at his mother's place after she died for 2 years by herself. The rest of them all left. He had two sisters and a brother, and they left. They couldn't stay. And he stayed there and raised a crop and batched. And then he met my men, and they run off and married. So that way I'm by that. Then he bought a place, had to clear it up. It's all in great big timber. That was the year that baby was sick all the time, and then I was born during the time I was, and had to give me away a while. Oh, that's terrible. I don't know how I had any sense. I don't believe I could have went to buy and come back.
Sure was a lot of responsibility and stress.
Yeah.
Sick wife.
And had Garland there, and he's 3 years old, and had mommy's niece, nephew there. He was 18 days older than the one that died. And then the little baby, 4-pound baby.
Do you think his music is what helped him cope with all that stress?
His fan, too.
Because you said something, it made such an impact on me, I wrote it down on the way over here. I stopped the car, as a matter of fact, to write this down, because I thought about this a lot. You said, you asked one of those women, she
and
didn't want to...
That fiddle was over to my Uncle Buck's, and Dad sent somebody after that fiddle so that kid could have it, but he was so near gone, he could just get a hold of the bow, and that was it. He called it his fiddle.
That's sad. Because you said in there, you were telling this lady, she said she didn't know if she'd ever want to have another dance or not. And you said, how could you live in this hollow without a dance?
Mm-hmm.
So that's really stuck on my mind, because there were so many hardships.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed to me like the music and the dance would lift you mm-hmm. up and make you feel better.
Then Penn come, you know, and he was jolly too, and Dad was jolly. But he said he got so crazy, he'd go to the field to plow, and said that he'd put his double trees place to hide them until they got, you know, went back. And he said, I'd forget where I'd had them, said I'd hunt and hunt for them. Said I just couldn't hardly stay in the field, save my life. After that baby died.
Mm.
And she was sick a lot, too. And all them little kids, and one of his cousins, a man, come and done the cooking and seen after them little ones.
Yeah, and cooked.
And even washed. I don't know what they've done without that man.
Did your dad and Uncle Penn run around together when they were younger?
Yeah. Said that'd be a plowing corn. And he said, is the dance going to be so-and-so, or are you going? He said, yes, I'm going. He just wait till I get to the end, and I'll take the mule out. And he'd take the mule out and go tie some shave and take a bath and get ready and go.
Before they got married.
Mm-hmm.
So they played together a long time. Over
yeah,
the years.
They played, a long time. And then after Penn come to our house, they played a long time. But he stayed there 3 or 4 years. And then his backers and fires till they broke his hip. And he took pneumonia and died. Peter probably stayed there, he'd have been all right.
That's true. Your daddy was right when he told him he shouldn't move off to himself.
Well, that's what he told him. He said, now, if something will happen to you, that mule's going to kill you. You don't need that mule. Get rid of it and get you a horse to ride. He's out looking for cattle, buying cattle. Or a hog, didn't make a difference. Well, I laughed. I said, you'd buy a chicken, wouldn't you?
He was a true trader.
Never did have a crossword. They was as jolly every morning, just get up like two boys going to play.
That's nice. So they'd get up and then they just start to work and then
Yeah, Mama did breakfast, or I would. She'd go milk the cows while I got breakfast. Then we'd all go to work. Cutting out corn or scraping out the back of one, it was one of the two. Or working in the garden. Ooh, and when that cannon time come up, it wasn't a mess.
It would be really hot too, wouldn't it?
It was so hot, and the stove would make the house so hot she had no air conditioning then. Just the heat. But I say it wasn't as hot then as it is now. It's hotter now than it was back then.
Think so? Wonder why.
And you know, we'd have some of the awfulest winters ever was.
You did?
Oh, had knee-deep snow. And ice, the trees covered in ice in the woods. Hear them a popping and a breaking down.
My goodness.
And it ain't that way now.
No. How much?
Be a sleet come on the ground and last 3 or 4 days and make ice. You just skate. Water in the branches would all freeze up. The creek would freeze over solid. Had to go every morning and break the water for the cattle.
How much food did it take to get through the winter for you all, your family?
Oh, it didn't take too much. Mama canned everything. We had a big garden, big potato patch.
And then I guess you killed some meat in the fall.
Oh, we killed 9 hogs, big fat hogs, and grinded up mostly on sausage and fried and canned it. Now, I tell you, you've done some work and you've done that.
What part of the hog did you can?
The tenderloin. And we had a washing tub full to can. It done ground up. Great big number 2 washing tub. And they salt the shoulders and the hams down and middlings. And she'd render the lard, her and dad would. Sometime then I got big enough, I'd take over. Maybe 2 or 3 cans of lard. And we had our wheat, we had our milk and butter, and we had our eggs, all kinds of canned fruits that you could think of. Blackberries, we had blackberries, and so I hate them. We got to where I hated blackberries. The chickens just never eat me up. Oh, it's a mess. But we had money to eat. Only thing we had to buy was sugar and salt, and that'd buy 100 pounds of salt when it went to kill hogs, and that was a waste of salt summer and winter.
Was it a coarse salt?
Yeah.
And did the sugar come in it came in a big sack too.
Yeah, though. It came in a big sack too. And I got 100 pounds for $5. And we used 200 pounds, making jelly and preserves, and peach preserves. And Mommy had set peaches, old peach trees out all behind the house and all everywhere. And one year they was loaded down. I never got as tired of peeling peaches, peeling and canning peaches. She just kept buying cans and cans. We had them all under every bed, nowhere to put them, had them stacked up. We had them everywhere. And then she went to drying apples, went to my aunt's and got a wagon load of apples. She had a big orchard. Come back and we had the barn covered, drying apples, peeling apples and drying them.
Did you dry them on the roof?
Yeah. She'd put a sheet down and lay them on that. It runs the sheet, but you could take that bleach and get it out.
Oh.
We just had them everywhere, and you'd have to not try to let them get wet, for it made them sticky. If they dried, you know, they'd get sticky.
How did you keep the flies off of them?
Did not know flies then.
Oh. That's interesting, too. No flies.
And I tried to dry some before I left home down there, and I had to put a screen over them. Well, they was eating them up. A big old hornets, big as your thumb, old big yellow bumblebees.
Maybe there's not enough flowers and things left for them to go to, so they're...
I guess that's it.
Eating that more. Well, then, when Uncle Penn was boarding with you all, did he help with the garden and all that, too?
No.
He just...
Just me and Mammy got the garden.
Oh, that was women's job.
That's women's job. That's not... But they dug the potatoes. We planted 200-pound potatoes and had four ridges of sweet potatoes and had a great big tie box that tall and great wide, and she'd put paper down between them.
Newspapers?
Mm-hmm. We'd have sweet potatoes all winter and all spring.
Oh, I bet they were good. I like homegrown sweet potatoes.
I do too.
I should have brought you some new potatoes. We've got some new potatoes.
New potatoes?
Mm-hmm. If you want some, next time I come, I'll bring you some. They're red.
Well, like, we used to raise them.
They're so good.
We used to plant a row of them or two, and then besides the other keeping potatoes. And they wouldn't beat the others very much. No.
I like them when they're young. They're not so starchy.
Yeah. Cooked on beans. I don't like beans very much, but I like them when they cook, you know, little. Like that. They're hard to scrape.
Hey, I don't like green beans when they're old and tough. I like them before the bean.
Before the beans gets in them, Mommy says I like hulls. Oh, and we make a barrel of kraut. In a big wooden barrel.
Did you keep it in the barrel or put it in the jars after you made it?
No.
We kept it in the barrels. Oh, I didn't know about that. How do you do that?
Well, they cleaned off a shovel real clean, a shiny shovel, and cut the cabbage up. Put them in the barrel and chopped them up till they got the barrel full. And the vine will raise. Put a little salt.
The vine
will keep raising and raising. And then Dad made a top, a wooden top that had holes in it that you could put down and a thing to pick it up with when he got it full. And pull over that.
So you just layered the salt and the cabbage?
Yeah.
And then the salt pulled the water out of the cabbage to make the brine?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. How long would it take before you could eat it?
Oh, it wouldn't be no time. It smelled like crap by the time you got it chopped up. Yeah, it was working. You make it in the summer, you know, when the cabbages are real nice. Then we made hot ketchup. Red pepper in it.
Ooh.
tomatoes and cabbage. She'd fill 10-gallon jars. Oh, we had plenty to eat. We didn't have to worry about eating. I'd buy coffee and sugar now. That's all we bought in soda. We had our milk.
You had most everything. Did you kill beef, too?
No. Dad wouldn't kill. He'd sell them to pay the taxes. No, he wouldn't kill one at all. But he'd buy a sheep and kill it, or a goat, and kill hogs.
Did you preserve your sheep meat, or did you can it?
No.
Or just used it up?
We just used it up. And she'd make pressed meat.
What's that?
That's where you grind up hog, cook the heads and the feet, and cleaning them feet off, such a thing ever was. You know, you think they walk around and everything, and you clean and scrape and scrape and to get the hair all off of them. And then soak them in salt water overnight. They'd just be as white as snow. And then she cook them and then grind them through a grinder and put them in a great big crock, one of them big blue crocks, or maybe two. Owing to how many hogs it was, of heads and things it was, we couldn't eat them up. And then you didn't have no refrigerator or deep freeze.
So
So that kept in a crock?
Yeah.
Without refrigeration?
Mm-hmm. She set it in the safe and put a plate over.
Where was the safe? What does that mean?
Well, it was where you keep your dishes.
Oh.
Had two doors on it.
So it wasn't in a cool place, it was just in a...
Mm-hmm. Well, it was in a cool place when winter got hit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't kill hogs, so, I've seen them, they freeze to death. I saw them that meat.
I can barely remember the men on the farm killing hogs when I was little. We had those big kettles.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember them putting them down in there and scraping them.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I remember. We still got those big old kettles up in one of the barns.
Mm-hmm. We had kettles, two wash kettles, and 20-gallon kettles. They were so big, though, the hogs were so big, you had to use coffee sacks. They wouldn't go in the barrels. Couldn't get them in the barrels. And then finally somebody made a thing out of wood and metal, and build a fire under, and you could do it a lot easier.
Did your, let's see, the last time I talked to you, your father's people could play music. They were all musical, weren't
mm-hmm.
they?
My Aunt Rosie won the blue ribbon at the dance, her Nae Nae dance. And she won the blue ribbon.
Dancing?
They said she was the best dancer there was.
She was
about 80 years old when she died.
My goodness, where was the dance? In Rosine or one of those?
Hartford.
Little, Hartford.
Fairground.
So let's see now. I'm trying to trace back the music in your family. Even though you played for a while, you quit.
Mm-hmm.
And Tommy didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
So your daddy played. Did your mother?
No.
Okay, so then on your daddy's family, who played in his family? I'm going to make me
his brother, Buck.
Buck.
And Aunt Ann.
Now
Aunt Rosie couldn't play a note on nothing, but she could dance. And now one of her kids couldn't make no music either. Just get to them, I reckon. Grandpa couldn't make no music.
Your father's father?
He was real old.
Wonder where your daddy got this.
From the Vance side.
The which side?
Vance.
Vance.
Mm-hmm.
Now was Vance your mother's?
Huh?
Was the Vance your mother's people?
No, it was my mother's people were cooks.
That's right, I remember that.
And
now.
They didn't make no music.
No cook music.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Vances then were kin to you on your grandfather's side?
Mm-hmm.
Your father's mother's?
On my grandmother's side.
On your grandmother's side. On Clarence's mother's side.
She weighed 98 pounds. Nor not wore a number one shoe.
Did she play an instrument?
No. Didn't have time. She had them four, two kids, two boys and two girls. And she was sick a lot of TV. She took TV and didn't last very long.
Mm. A lot of sickness with tuberculosis and pneumonia back in those days,
mm-hmm.
wasn't there?
TV was a lot around too.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you think your daddy learned to play his instrument?
Just picked it up.
He just
wanted to play him. And that's the way Penn done too. Yeah, said he got seen a fiddle and he wanted that thing so bad. Said I'd trade give a cow for it. And he got it. And said he sawed on it a while and went along till he could stock a tune. I said, did anybody help you? He said, no, well, nobody to help me.
It's It's amazing.
Instead of running across Carson, he was playing. So then we went to playing together. Wherever one went, the other went.
They were really close then.
Mm-hmm.
When they were younger, too. Wonder how many years what was between when they used to run around together and then when he came to your door that day.
Oh, I don't know.
Long time. About how old were you then? Were you when he came to the door?
I guess I was 12. Not very big.
Sold a cow.
Mm-hmm. The Bob Fiddle. I said, how'd you learn to tune it? Said, just listen to the sound of the thing.
Did they play the same way when they played?
Mm-hmm.
Same technique or
mm-hmm.
whatever you would call it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see where we are on this.
Pin and get the fiddle and he'd start, and then get to get the banjo and then he'd start. So that could beat him playing the fiddle.
He could.
Mm-hmm.
And when
that could make it talk. Music about them. It's just better.
And the story, there's more to the story than new songs.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like new songs just take bits and pieces where the older songs tell you the story.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Could I sleep in your barn tonight, mister?
Mm-hmm.
Too. So the next time I come, I'll make myself a note right now, and I'll bring a copy of that tape where that guy from Germany came to Rosine a couple of weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and he's singing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're all sitting around singing, too, but he was taking the lead in it.
Mm-hmm.
You'd enjoy that, wouldn't you?
We used to go when we lived over there, up there, to the, what they'd have. They got it a little better than it was. Didn't have nothing to go to. But what did you call him? No.
Oh, Hacker?
Mm-hmm.
Hacker Patterson. So your daddy really was a better fiddle player than Penn.
Yeah.
And Penn couldn't keep up with him. That's interesting, too. I guess he tried to imitate your daddy then when he was
mm-hmm.
playing. I noticed the other night, now you're much more expertise at this than me, but I noticed the other night when the German guy was there, he knew a lot more than some of the fiddlers there.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed he just kept right on and they would try to imitate him,
mm-hmm.
try to keep up with him.
Mm-hmm.
So was that the same kind of thing with your dad and Uncle Penn?
No. Penn gets started out and he did. He hadn't played a long time, he said, since he married. He had to break in again.
Oh.
And Dad had been practicing, him and Pauline. She played the guitar and she'd follow him. And she learned to play.
How?
And she bought her a piano and she sat down and played anything she wanted. I ain't seen anything that she can't play.
Now, how old was she when she started playing? We're talking about your daughter, aren't we?
Yeah. She might have been 8 or 9 years old.
Just picked it up.
Mm-hmm. Dragging that guitar through the bushes. For Dad to tune it for her, you know.
Oh, so he'd be out working in the field?
Yeah, and she'd go to him. Drag it was bigger than she was. Then she had her uncle on the side, the fence. behind the sides. He could play anything he wanted to on mandolin, but she never did anything about the mandolin.
Just the guitar,
mm-hmm.
and later a piano.
Mm-hmm.
So your dad played the banjo and the guitar?
Mm-hmm. No,
the fiddle, I mean. Fiddle. I'm sorry. He didn't get to the mandolin?
No, he didn't play the mandolin.
Or the French harp?
No. Nanny could play a French harp. We'd laugh at her over that.
Why did you laugh at her?
We just get tickled. It looked so funny, you know.
Boom. Mm-hmm. With your cheeks and all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she could play a whole lot of tunes.
Hmm. Do you remember any of the names of those older tunes they played?
No, I forgot them all.
I wrote down some
Well,
of them.
I hear them, and you know, if you hear them on the TV, I hear a lot of times at Nashville, I hear them play, and then I'll recognize some of the tunes.
That man the other day, his name was Mr. What was his name? Bowles. And he played a song that was real pretty called Black Eyed Susan.
Mm-hmm.
I think he said it was a dance tune.
Mm-hmm. That sounded like one.
Mm-hmm. He had his banjo in a plastic sack.
Mm-hmm.
And he had two strings tied around the outside so it wouldn't flop open. And he had a real old fiddle.
Mm-hmm.
And it had belonged to his brother.
Mm-hmm.
When his brother died, and as he was getting ready to die, he gave it to mm-hmm. him to play.
Mm-hmm.
And, he must have really been able to play because he moved with the music. You know, when he was sitting there,
mm-hmm.
after about three or four notes, he forgot there was an audience or anything, and he was just swaying and
mm-hmm.
singing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured he must be a good fiddle player to do that. So Pauline really learned from your daddy about music.
Mm-hmm. She couldn't strike a note nowhere, and she went up to Charlie Monroe's. We'd laugh at her. She didn't care. And she went up there, and she's going to play Charlie at you. He is sick. She thought he had TB, so he had. Doctor, we didn't get him long to live. So we was working down in the field, and she said, I'll go up and play Charlie at you and help him out, make him feel better. She's little, you know. And she wouldn't have done that, she'd been big as all. She went up, we could hear the guitar and her singing, she'd sing too. Oh, Charlie said he enjoyed her that evening so well.
It was a nice thing to do for him.
And a few days him and his wife come down, made it down there. And they come and stayed all day, and she played for him all day. She went and fixed Charlie a pallet out in the yard today.
Oh, that was nice.
Hear her play the guitar. Oh, they've done a lot of things. But she could play.
Well, let's see now. Okay, so we...
Billy, he took music lessons. She just by ear, you know, just done it by ear. But she wouldn't play in front of him because he'd want... You get more out of playing by ear than you do playing by music.
You think so?
Yeah. It's nicer music.
Well, I notice the people who read notes, it seems like when they play, it's a little choppy.
It is.
Do you think that's the difference?
Yeah.
Almost everybody at Rosine plays by ear.
Mm-hmm.
That I've met. Did you all listen to the Grand Ole Opry at home?
Uh-huh.
You had your own radio then.
Uh-huh.
Was it a battery radio, or did you all have electricity?
Battery. Well, the first one we had was a battery. Then when we got an electric one.
Last week, too, we talked about the revivals, the brush...
Brush harbor?
Brush harbors, yes.
Polaroids.
Mm-hmm. And I think you told me you basically went for the music. Hmm? You enjoyed the music. That was really the reason
they
you went.
Good music. But they danced. Just danced. Oh, and they'd get out and just roll. Hit half the week.
How long would their services last?
Oh, it'd last till midnight.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and then they wouldn't want to quit. I'd get so sleepy waiting for them, sitting on them plank, you know.
Looks like you're...
Oh, there'd be a big crowd, too.
There would.
People from everywhere.
Did a lot of those people come because of the music, or were they really into the religion part, too?
Well, a lot of them was interested in the religious part. In the other part was, I guess, just to see what shines they cut and like the singing. Mm.
Were they singing what we call gospel music now, or
no?
Was different music?
Yeah, it's different music. I don't like that kind of music. Do you?
Not particularly.
Mm-mm. I don't like it.
What kind of music were they singing? Since I haven't heard them.
Well, I don't know now. It's been so long.
Well, was it kind of like what y'all were singing, except it was religious?
Oh, Fly Away. I guess you've heard that song.
Yes.
Well, they'd sing that, Lord have mercy, there'd be no telling how many are singing. Some are jumping and are hollering and are screaming and some are rolling. And you'd have to get tickled. You wasn't laughing at them, you wasn't making fun of them, but that's the way they do.
I guess when they would start doing that, they'd forget you were even there.
Oh, they didn't even see us no more. The office crowd, you ever seen? Then they had one at Rosine. Oh, it was a great big tin. It reached over a great big piece of ground. And that was full every night of the world, and sometimes it was morning when they would break.
Morning?
Yes, sir. I never seen such crowds of people in my life. You couldn't find no place to park.
Did they have a speaker come in from someplace else?
Oh, yeah, I had a preacher. I had two or three.
I'd need two or three.
Well, down there where I went to Garland's, my uncle's. He won't let me call him uncle. I've got to call him Garland. Don't I get spanked? Mm. I don't know. You know, we rode up together, and he was there when I got there. And he stayed till he was, I believe, 31.
I remember you said he spanked you a lot.
Oh, I did. He'd spank me. I'd call him uncle, and he'd get me. And he built that tabernacle down there, and they had 5 and 6 preachers, and the house wasn't, Well, it might have been out there to a white car. Holy, you couldn't sleep in them loud speakers. And a big crowd, and the singing, and I went one night and they gave me the headache. And I told Lorene, I said, you can go home with me. See if I get through this brush here. I said, where will we get the load out? And so I come home and say, God, and he's sick, I'm not able to go. But we got out in the yard and sat in the yard, and we could hear it there better than we could up there in it. It was so much noise.
So he was a holy roller.
His wife was.
His wife.
Mm-hmm.
Did he preach?
No. Garland never.
He just had this thing built for them, this building.
Mm-hmm. He was a carpenter, and so he built it for them.
Did she preach?
No.
Or play music or anything?
Mm-hmm. Couldn't play nothing.
Did they have tambourines?
Yeah, they had them things. They had everything it was lacking. And one preacher would preach, and then he'd sit down, and another one get up and preach. And I never got to start hearing preachers in my life. And they're singing so loud, and them loudspeakers just a roaring, till you couldn't hear nothing. I said, I don't like all that old rattling. I think you can't hear. And he said, what's the matter? I said, just so loud you couldn't hear deep in you. I took the headache and I come home.
I don't blame you.
So I didn't go but one more night. And I got tired and come home again. Just She said, "How come you to slip off?" I said, "I didn't slip off. I walked off." I said, "I got tired of it." And we couldn't sleep, and I'd go to bed, and they'd just still stay up there. And he couldn't get no rest. He just might near dead. He couldn't sleep, and then they'd come back, and they would have, they'd go over to a place, at a place where you'd eat. It was all nice. People furnished the grub. And they'd go over there and they'd eat their breakfast all in it, and went over there for breakfast to eat breakfast. Well, just about 12 o'clock here, they'd come whizzing back. And they'd start that old loudspeaker up. And that went on till 4. They went and eat supper. And that went on. I said, "No, I was just talking to the church and the life." I said, "You can't even sleep here tonight."
Was this a revival?
Yeah. And they just had had one there 2 weeks before I went down there by another nomination of some kind.
So his tabernacle wasn't just for holy rollers, it was for anybody?
No, anybody that wanted to preach can preach there. And they done their part of it. And Lorene one morning, and then we got up, and I went in the kitchen to see what she was doing, and I said, and she was stirring up a cake. She hadn't even started breakfast. I said, "Well, you won't get that cake done for dinner." She said, "Yes, I will. It won't take you that long to cook." While that's cooking, I'll fix the biscuit and stick it in the oven and cook cake and biscuit all the same time. And then I said, "I'll put the ice on it, let it cool and put the ice on it, and then I'll have to pack it up that hill." And she's big and fat. She could not. And they always had cakes to all this. And when they have a funeral or a person's died there, after the funeral, they give them their supper.
I was going to ask you, what about funerals around there? How did they...
That's the way they do that. They preach the funeral and bury them, and then you go and eat supper. It's all free.
Did they keep, well, they laid the body out at the home, I suppose.
Yeah.
Didn't they?
Or, the undertaker's off place, and then when it comes time to bury him, well, they'd come with and have the funeral. And then they'd take him to the cemetery, and you'd follow there, and they'd cover him up. And then you went back and eat your supper.
Wonder, before they had an undertaker, I guess they'd have somebody at home clean the body and get it ready for...
They don't have to do it that way anymore. No, it's always an undertaker. They take them to the undertaker because he got to embalm them.
Well, before they started doing that, do you remember anything about that, when they used to
have that? Yes, I remember about it and the smell.
Did it?
Oh, you never smelled anything that smelled so in your born days. A dead cow wouldn't be as bad. So a person's stinkingest thing that ever you smelled.
So even if it just died, it wouldn't take it long for the body to...
And that's just where there's this. There's an old lady died, not very pretty, or not very purple. She went to the doctor that evening and come in and broke up a mess of beans. She'd been going to the doctor. About 4 o'clock, her husband come over there. And more than 9 minutes ago over there, she died. And he wouldn't let him embalm her. And so, they dug the burning peach tree leaves to kill the scent on the kind of the green flies are swarming around the house.
Nice.
And the women then was, I was small, but I remembered. Well, I wouldn't eat a bite of them green beans, no way. She didn't do nothing to them. But the thoughts of it. And they cooked and fixed dinner, and I went home and ate dinner.
You were an independent girl, weren't you?
No, I couldn't, my stomach wouldn't take it. I'd just throw up.
So even though she hadn't been dead that long.
No, just died last night.
That's what I was thinking.
This is the day of death. And there's just a burning peach trees and it's hot like it is now. It's in July. And he wouldn't let them embalm them, and they just can't put, they put sody and salt and water and put a cloth on her face. But she was determined anyway.
Looks like they
gangrene had set up.
Oh my, looks like they would have just buried her without waiting.
They buried her the next day, and you could, her in the ambulance and you behind the ambulance, and you could smell her plumb out of that ambulance.
Mm.
Turn your stomach.
I've never smelled a dead flesh, and dead
human.
I've
smelled that, and I've never smelled one since.
Mm.
And now, you know, they keep them about 3 days.
I want to be cremated myself. I don't want to be buried and dug up later. I don't want anybody digging me up. Did they used to sit up with the body at night in those days?
Sit up a minute night. Cats get in a fight. Scare you to death. They just put that stuff on her face. Sodium and stuff.
Now, was that to keep her from turning dark?
Mm-hmm.
But they couldn't stop the smell.
Mm-mm.
I noticed there aren't, well, there are a lot of graves in those cemeteries with no stones. I'm sure. And then there are others that there's just a piece of a rock with no graving.
Well, there's some cemeteries down there at home. It's about, by the way, too. I got a bunch here. But well, we didn't get them, did we? We went to put flowers on Wavy's grave.
Did you?
And I don't know which one it is, but I got some. My grandson took us. And we didn't get in till 11:30 that night. We went and seen some friends. And, no, that ain't them. That's that kid cutting up.
I noticed you all take pictures of the dead in the casket.
Yeah.
Some people don't do that.
I got my mother's.
You do?
That's a part of the house. Wesley tore part of it down.
This is your home place?
Yeah. It had a big post, and he built a porch, and they got, it don't look natural. The trees have just growed, I never seen, and this is willows.
Now, has this been since you sold it?
Yeah.
Or before you sold it?
No, that's after.
After.
It just, he never did put no roof on it, and it rotted.
Boy, it's pretty up here.
And that's the bottoms down there. You can't see it. It growed up way up past the hill. You can't see the big timber up on the hill.
That's a nice shot.
And this is the backer barn. I told him, I said, you better be getting a medal on that tobacco barn. You don't know what it is till you buy a medal.
And you need tobacco barns now.
That's what I told him.
High.
I said, you better let the yard go and get a bush hog and bush hog it. We'll wait till you get them boys down here. And that's just a piece of ground where he'd mowed it off with a lawnmower. And this is the back of the house, and he tore one room down. The bathroom.
Tore it out.
Another room. And that's me at the end of the garden fence. We couldn't find nowhere to go out at. We had to run back there. It was growed up, and we had ticks down by this head, and we didn't go down where the ticks was. And this is Grace and me way back there. She had to go too. And Paul, he went out to the corn crib, and we didn't go down there, and he got ticks on him. I just, it's growed up so bad. And there's a little peach tree I set out. It's got just full of peaches.
It is.
Look how crooked it is.
Oh, it is.
He's run into it. The minute when it was growing, see, the fescues are high.
My goodness.
We couldn't get around much out there because I didn't want them ticks on me. There's an old disc where my brother drove a drug there. Me and him was going to take it to the shed, and we never did take it. Still sitting out in the yard.
There's the well.
And see how funny that made that porch look?
Yes.
It was a big white post.
Now, is this lady in the blue jeans the lady that lives there now?
No, nobody lives there now.
Oh, okay.
You see, they won't get out of service till April. And then they're going to come into the farm. And they got plenty of work to do, honey.
Boy, they do. Boy, I'd like to take a picture of this old plow. If it's still
old
up there.
Old disc?
That old disc. Mm-hmm. And that old well.
You can get through.
I'll let you give me directions how to get there.
Well, all you got to do is come up 62 a mile from Horton. And there's a new bridge across there. And you can drive across the railroad. Don't drive a low car, though, because they built railings up too little.
Is it across from Miss Austin's house?
Back down this way.
Just a little bit?
Yeah.
I think I know where it is.
And there's a house over on the hill, but you can't see it from that house.
I'll have to get a Bronco, probably. My car's pretty low.
Well, leave it there on the bridge, on the highway. Next to the railroad.
Okay.
Where the train can't hit it.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that would be terrible, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Have my car hit by the...
Yeah.
All right. I'll see. I bet I better wear some long pants and some, take me a weed whip.
That's another one of the houses. And this is just a wellness down in the bottom. Look at her. How'd he get through that?
I don't know, but it sure is a pretty
look
area.
Look at that. It's down in there. He's got a fence across the road, but it's got a little chain. Just wonder if that's what we done, walked up past. It's sitting there in the yard. And that's Tommy's monument.
And you said he was buried over there in Hartford, didn't you?
No, Beaver Dam.
Oh, mean Beaver Dam, the Sunnyside. I always call that Hartford Cemetery, but it's not.
And there's Pauline and Grace are getting that saddle put on that monument. That's Wavy's grave.
Now, how long's he been dead?
17 years.
A long time.
This is his grave here.
Looks like
and
we
just standing around. Paul has blundered around here and yonder and took. This is the same one again. He just took. I had two rolls of films. He took them all up. Same ones. This is Tommy's again, and this is Tommy's. And this is my friend, got her monument too. One used to take me to the store, this one right here, and that's her brother there. And his wife ain't dead yet. It's just over from where Tommy is. Across the road, across that road there, over there.
Do you have a VCR player? Does your daughter have one of those video players?
No, I got a radio.
Because I took some pictures of that Stewart Cemetery we were talking about last time, and I thought I'd bring it over here and show them to you if you wanted me to.
Well, I ain't got nothing to play
it on.
And that's Tommy's, too. And Edie's took these. We went to another cemetery where my daddy and mother's buried, and we run across to it.
Oh, okay.
Looked at his.
Yeah, I'd like to visit your dad's grave.
We went out there that evening. I never was this hard in my life. I was dead for a week. It turned off hot. Looked like it's going to rain, and it didn't rain. It just got so hot over there. The ground was all mold.
Where's your dad buried? Where's your dad buried?
Bethel,
that's right.
Old cemetery, it's got a church.
I've been to Bethel.
Have you?
Yes.
You was used to a funeral?
No, I just went to the cemetery. And then one Sunday...
There's the one that took it's his birthday.
That's cute.
That's my grandson. Don't much look like him, though, and his two kids.
No? Huh. I met a man named Connie.
There's his cake. He has the other cake. And look, here's the girl. I was going to show you.
I met Connie. Can't think of his last name.
Connie Porter?
Yes.
He's about half crazy.
Is he?
Yeah, he's just about whole crazy.
Hmm. Well, some lady that lived up there by the church told me to go and ask him when the church service was, that he would know. So I went over there, and he came out, and he told me to come on Sunday morning about 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did. And about 10 o'clock is when the service, some people gathered together,
mm-hmm.
and they let me have their church records. They let me borrow them for about a week, and I Xeroxed what they had.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go back to but about 1900 because the church burned.
Mm-hmm.
But their records are incomplete.
Now, my mother and their monument, Mammy got that pink, but it never took pretty yet.
I've seen that one. This is in the new cemetery, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because usually I've been in the old, but I walk the new, too.
She died in 62.
I think it's pretty up there.
Here's some more of that old bottom.
Oh, good. Oh, that's a pretty picture. Look at that old bridge.
I guess he's just fixing to eat cake. I don't know what he's doing.
Oh, he's opening a present.
Opening a present. And here's some more of that old bridge going into a place. I said it looks spooky.
Too grown up.
And look up there. That's down in the bottom. Now that's taller than that is up on the hill.
My goodness.
On a high hill. It's the prettiest rounded off a hill if the bottom is kind of spreads out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a pretty place.
But I sold it.
The whole thing?
Mm-hmm. And that's the house.
Now, was this house a log cabin at first?
No. Mm-mm.
Never was?
Mm-mm.
It hadn't always had the siding on it, has it?
No.
What was it like on the outside before the siding?
Weatherboard.
And
we put shingles on it, a blue shingle, blue and white shingle on it.
Looks, I bet that looked good. So it's a 5-room house?
Mm-hmm. And there's the barn. There's the metal off of that, and he don't know if he's going to really get into it when he goes to buy that medal.
Now, is this the house where you all had the dances?
No.
Okay,
no. Yeah, we had two or three dances there.
But I mean, when you were young.
Yeah.
And growing up, was this the same house?
Yeah, when Pauline and Hildred was babies.
No, when they were babies. But this isn't the house you grew up in?
No.
What happened to it?
I guess it fell down.
Mm. It was up there close?
Yeah, well, I was close, but oh boy, getting through that timber and stuff and the briars. Oh, it was a hurricane. Me and Tommy went over there, and I said, don't ask me to come anymore. Too many memories here.
That'd be true. It'd be sad, too, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I feel sometimes at certain places at my farm.
And boys are taking, what is it?
Oh, karate?
Yeah, look here.
Whew.
He finished the rims up, I reckon.
He's real serious, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
With his karate.
That's the one that spit on his cookies and told him it didn't make any difference. Sam, he done spit all of them.
Sounds like his grandmother to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said, well, who told you to say that? He said, I just thought about that might make him sick. And I'd know then it was him. And so they did. He turned green.
Funny.
Well, I said, turn green.
Well, I'm going to turn the tape recorder off. If I get...